Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's up, Mega Maniacs? Welcome to a special holiday edition of the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio, the most interactive post-Raw experience available out there on the internet. Thank you all for joining us this evening. It is a very special evening for us, not just because it's a holiday, but we have so much planned for this edition of the Raw Post Show. You almost think that this was the main show compared to Raw tonight because Raw was lame. I think that's something that we're all going to be talking about a lot here, but don't worry, we're going to have lots of fun in store for you on this show tonight. First off, we're going to be doing our Fantasy League Draft. Yeah, you often hear us talking a lot about it on the final segment of Smack Talk and often taking jabs at each other while we're on the air here as well. Well, we're going to pick our teams for the 2015-2016 season, and you're even going to get to, like, you know, maybe have some influence on us, poke us, and, you know, help us pick which one person that we should pick. Also scheduled on the show tonight, we had JD challenge the other JD to a steel cage match. First ever steel cage match here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. Don't want to miss that, folks. In the meantime, though,
fucking riveting.
Want to invite everyone out there listening to join the conversation, though. We're going to be running things really fast here, though, so please understand if I keep your phone calls short. We got a lot of stuff to cover in the show, but if you want to get yourself on, area code 760-512-7247 is the number to dial to get yourself into the show live on the air. We're going to be opening up those phone lines around 11:30, though, so for those of you already waiting patiently, you know the deal. We'll get you on as soon as we can. The earlier you call, though, the earlier you'll get in, because we do go in the order that the numbers are there. In the meantime, chat room is already open. Shout out to the folks who got here earlier. We got Ferris 419, Mono Apex, Silent Wind of Doom. Quiet crowd here tonight. I guess everyone's probably out celebrating the holidays. You know how it is.
That or Raw just ended a lot earlier than usual.
It did end a lot earlier than usual, and maybe people just didn't feel this Raw. I don't know. I'm not even going to think too much about it. We're here to have a good time with the folks who are here. And, of course, we also have Twitter open at Raw Post Show. The Mega Maniacs Facebook group is always open for you to post in as well. Lots of ways to get yourself involved. But in the meantime, we're going to make it about ourselves. Introduce the host that we have here. My name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio and host of the Raw Post Show every week here on Mega Powers Radio. With me, the leader of the Drew Crew, Mr. Drew White.
To quote a certain someone, I don't get high. I am high.
Indeed. With me is the People's Champ, Mr. Sean Walker.
So I have a daft question. What fucking holiday is it?
The big, most important holiday of the year, if you're in Peyton's world.
Well, here's the thing.
Other worlds.
We do the dates backwards in the UK, so it's not 420, though.
It's Thanksgiving. Is it 24?
Yeah, it's 24.
Oh.
So it's an American holiday.
Huh. Well, also, you probably don't actually have 420 over there, because 420 actually relates to police code. And I don't think that you have the same stuff over there. Maybe you do. I don't know.
There's a lot working against it.
Yeah. Well, our other Brit that we have here, you hear, is Mr. Steven Huego, host of Huego Rants, Unanimous Decision MMA, Addicted to Anime. That's him.
Yo, that's me.
And lastly here, Mr. Tony Mango, the main man of Smart Out Moment, Fanboys Anonymous, out on limbs and whatever the hell else he gets himself involved in the meantime. Tony, how you doing tonight?
Yo, that's me too.
It's me.
Wasn't this cool when you said it?
No, not quite.
To be fair, it wasn't cool when you did it either.
So, as I said, guys, packed show. We're going to be doing lots of fantasy picks. I want to get to the first pick in just a moment, which, by the way, is my pick. So I'm going to be giving you guys what that's going to be. but I want to go ahead and maybe just give a little bit of talk about Raw here. Just a little bit. So, Tony, what's the number one thing you took away from the show tonight?
Fuck. I don't enjoy doing live coverage. That's what I took away, because this... Fuck you. I got to write about this crap? You put this crap on TV and I got to write about it? The hell with you, WWE. Also, another thing I took away, I'm apparently better at updating my website than WWE.com is.
Oh, for the photos and stuff? They take, like, hours.
Yeah, they had nothing written down about two of the matches that they announced, yet they were up on SmartOutMoment.com. Just saying. Just saying.
Well, here's the thing. They have to edit it and go send it to Joey Styles, and if there's not enough Oh My Gods in it, he won't, like, check, approve it. It makes them rewrite the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I gotta edit Sean's posts.
Oh, shit. Got him there.
Oh, good.
Well, speaking of Sean, what's the one thing you took away from the show tonight?
I found it offensive.
And, to be sure, it is pretty offensive.
Yeah. Joey Styles should be offended.
And the number one thing I took away was some of Ray's legs still look great.
That's a fair thing to take away. Drew, what'd you take away?
I took away that for a show that you can see on TV for free, you'd expect there to be an alternative streaming source out there that's illegal, that would be halfway decent, but it does not exist. I went through hell and back today because I don't have internet at my house, and I still couldn't watch all of Raw, which is disappointing.
Well, I'm just saying, I was at a friend's house, celebrating the holiday with my close friends, as you should.
Of course.
And I didn't know if I was going to be able to watch the show, or I was going to have to leave the party early, which I certainly didn't want to do. But I did find out that they have the USA Now app, which allows you to watch whatever is live on the USA channel. So I just got that.
Oh, Mikey, you're leaving early? Why, buddy? I'm going to go home and watch pro wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to be that guy.
A podcast to do where two people are going to have a steel cage match somehow.
It's four people. Come on, it's a tag team steel cage match, Tony. Fuck.
Indeed. So I got everybody right?
Yeah. No.
Oh, go ahead, Wago.
Yeah, the best thing that I took away from this was Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I, like... Shit, maybe that's where everyone is tonight. Maybe they're fucking watching that, because... Gotta be better of an effort than tonight's episode of Raw. Jesus Christ.
So, before we get too deep into Raw, we're going to be going back and forth here. It's time to make our first Fantasy League draft pick. Now, this is something that goes out throughout the entire year. The season starts at Extreme Rules and is going to go all the way out until WrestleMania. We have a point scheme of how we get points based on wins, losses, title wins. They get penalties for being fired. It's a long list of rules. I'm going to have them posted on keepingkayfabe.com for you to peruse the full details about it. But what you need to know is that we got five coaches, us five hosts here. Each of us are going to be picking five WWE superstars or divas to be on our teams. And we'll be getting points throughout the year, and the person at the end of the season, which is WrestleMania, with the most points, wins. And just throwing it out there, the past two seasons that we have done, this is going to be our third season. First season was won by Mr. Tony Mango, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Yeah. And last season was won by me. So right now, me and Tony are at one apiece.
I would like to point out that the most important record is I'm going for the three-peat this year of second place.
Okay. Well, we'll see how you do with that, Drew.
Yeah.
I'm certainly looking to be the first double header winner. I probably should have found a better way to say that.
We have two new records this year. Think about it like that, Pan. Me and you breaking records.
All right, let's do it. And let's fuck Tony's tykes.
Yeah, fuck Tony's tykes. Terrible way of looking at it.
Tony, I hope you didn't realize that you're keeping that team name.
I still think that my team name should be Ricky the Team Boat.
Yeah, that's a great name for my team.
Mm-hmm. No, Sean, that's going to be one of Sean's 50,000 team names this
year. All right, guys. What everyone wants to know is who's going to be the number one pick.
Not really.
Nah, I'm not really interested.
Oh, okay.
We'll find someone else to replace.
Can we find out number two first?
Dude, it's obviously Diego, just say it.
Well, we've been talking a lot that there's basically four people that are going to be the easy top four that we're picking throughout this. And it's going to be one of those four people going into the number one pick. Or will it? For my number one draft pick overall in the 2015 Fantasy League draft, I pick... John Cena.
Ah.
How could you not pick John Cena? This guy's been doing the United States title open challenge every week. And as I said, we get points for title wins, defenses. And if he does this title defense thing every week on Raw, plus sometimes on SmackDown and on pay-per-views, that is going to be big, big points. And you know what? Even if he loses the U.S. title, not like John Cena is going to be losing a lot. So while he may be on the decline and he's not going to be the big star that he once was, don't think that there's any better choice than John Cena.
You jerk, I was totally going to pick him.
No, that was definitely the smart pick. If I was the first pick, that's who I would have taken to.
Yeah, he was actually my second pick, so see what happens.
Well, there you go. John Cena going first overall. We're going to get to our second pick in just a minute, but let's bounce into some Raw stuff here. Our first segment, we had Randy Orton coming out to talk about his match against Seth Rollins. Just a lot of bullshit happening with the Authority and Randy Orton, setting up this whole thing to go out throughout the night where Randy Orton was just going to RKO everybody in sight. And of course, at the end of the night, he finally got his comeuppance on Seth Rollins by getting an RKO on him. So now it doesn't matter if Randy Orton's not going to hit the RKO at Extreme Rules because we already saw it. Actually, it does still matter because it has implications on the match. But this whole Raw was stupid. This was the thing you're building up us to see Randy Orton RKO Seth Rollins. We already saw a better RKO at WrestleMania. Who cares what he did tonight?
Mm-hmm. So my thoughts on the actual opening segment, Orton was cutting a fucking sweet promo about what he was going to do to Seth Rollins in the cage. And I'm thinking, this is the perfect way to build it up Extreme Rules. Then Seth Rollins comes out, and man, this is probably one of his worst times on the stick to date. He fucking stunk this promo out. So the whole thing they set up about the RKOs out of nowhere to anyone that stands in his way, how were any of those fucking people in his way? Poor Heath Slater. So fucking.
What did New Day do? Like, really? What did New Day do at all? Ever? Not just Randy Orton. I mean, ever.
Well, Big E sweated a lot.
That is true. He did sweat.
And he's the one that didn't get RKO'd. So what the fuck? But overall, like the whole RKO in the cage. As soon as I saw the cage, I knew someone was getting their ass kicked tonight in it, and it was more than likely going to be Seth Rollins. So they can do that even Steven booking and have Seth go over Orton at the pay per view. So it was all a little too predictable, all a little too boring, and not enough to make me care about a cage match.
Pretty sure whoever was going to get their ass kicked was whoever Mark Henry wanted it to be. None. All right, guys, we're going to do a real quick draft pick, and we'll come back to this topic in just a second. This next second-round draft pick goes to Tony. By the way, these orders were determined by our WrestleMania predictions, also slightly influenced by last year's results. Just to give you a quick rundown of who the picks are in order, it's going to be myself, and then Tony, then Mr. Wago, then Drew, and then Sean. And then we're going to be doing that snake style. And by the way, Divas will not become available until fourth round, so Sean actually will get the first pick on Divas. Lucky him. All right, we're going to turn this one over to Tony. Mr. Tony Mango, who is your pick for number two?
Well, as tempting as it is to go with Diego, I'm going to have to go with Seth Rollins.
No, WWE champion, hard to argue with that one there.
Yeah, since you took John Cena already, I was really hoping that you would go with Rollins and I could go with Cena. But, you know, you look at the list of the people that are available. Seth Rollins is obviously in the four that we were mentioning.
It was honestly tough picking between the two of those. Like, it was a long debate for me as well. I actually thought about it for a couple weeks, and it really wasn't until this week that I solidly went to John Cena. So
Very similar, though, in the same way that you went with Cena because of the U.S. Open challenges that he's doing, which is why I was going to go for it. I figure Seth Rollins is in a position where he's going to keep the title at least until SummerSlam, unless something crazy happens, like, you know, the curse of my fucking teams. This has happened every time so far. I've had a world champion that has gotten fucked with a concussion both times that we've done this. So if Seth Rollins gets a concussion, I solemnly swear I will not draft the world champion for the fourth fantasy league.
I know how you feel, man. It's like when I drafted Fandango, who was totally going to be a world champion, and then he came down with a concussion. Totally the same thing. Yeah, okay. Well, and another thing, Seth Rollins will probably also be a guy, even when he loses that title, he's not going to have a steep decline. I think he's going to have a good year. Not like the blimp.
Yeah, he's never going to be a multi-time champion in the future, so who knows, he could pick it back up most likely at some point.
Well, back to Raw for a minute here, guys. Anyone else got anything they want to say about this storyline went through the whole night with these RKOs on everybody?
Should have been more RKOs.
Definitely.
Not enough RKOs?
No.
Like, we needed some fucking... we need some eye-kicked Stan shit where he just runs through the fucking backstage RKO and everyone.
Yeah, that dude that showed up in the backstage segment where Seth Rollins was scared that somebody was going to, like, pop out and be Randy Orton, and Primetime Players did, which... Did I hear that correctly? What's his face? Darren Young, did he say something about it's like because you're a white person or something?
What?
I don't know if I heard that. I must have heard that wrong or something. It sounded like he said something like, oh, you white people or something crazy. There was this dude just kind of hanging backstage, and Seth Rollins is like, hey, fuck you, buddy, or whatever. Orton should have RKO'd that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He should have RKO'd everybody. Like, fuck the roster. Bo Dallas coming out. Should have gotten an RKO. R-Truth should have been backstage getting an RKO. Daniel Bryan can't even wrestle, and he should have gotten an RKO.
What should have happened? Michael Cole in commentary should have gone, man, I'm finally feeling great and back to my normal self after Brock Lesnar's attack. Oh, my God!
Yeah, right. You know, the reason why the bell didn't ring at the end of, like, two different matches tonight should have been because the bellkeeper got an RKO. Lillian wasn't there tonight. She should have been doing some backstage segment where they could have had that via satellite thing and been like, hi guys, I'm doing better after my surgery. And oh shit, I just got an RKO. Run with the fucking gimmick. Don't make it to where it's only a couple people.
You know who totally should have gotten an RKO and it would have made Randy Orton a massive babyface?
Randy Orton.
Yeah. I was going to say Byron Saxton.
Yes.
No, the crowd would go nuts if he RKO'd Byron Saxton.
I'd have been down for it.
And he's a wrestler. He could take the bump.
And he should have RKO'd on some thumbtacks because everyone loved that shit.
Okay. So we're time to go to our third Fantasy League draft. Mr. Wago, this one's going to be going to you. So for the third overall pick, Mr. Wago.
My pick is Roman Reigns.
Nothing to say?
Nope.
Nothing to say?
I still think he's got a bright future. It's pretty much simple as that.
All right. Mr. Wago picking up Mr. Roman Reigns because he can, and he did.
Hey.
Anything to wrap up about this RKO thing we had going throughout the night?
Nah.
RKO. All right, so why don't we go ahead and bring on our first caller for the night. It's Mr. JD from Pittsburgh. Y'all know who he is, and y'all know and love him.
Oh, look, it's JD.
Look how he's going to be in a steel cage match.
2-1-1
Oh, Mr. JD, you there, bro?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Oh, we're all absolutely tremendous. How are you enjoying the holiday today?
Not too bad. Just doing okay for the most part. I had a little family affair over the weekend. A very sad family affair over the weekend, shall we say.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm doing okay. It was my great aunt. She passed away suddenly.
She sounds wonderful.
She was 90. She turned 93 a couple of weeks ago, and then my grandfather on the plus side, and it's a good thing. He lives right near, like 50 feet from us, near our house. Just turned 97 on Saturday.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
it's a long time. Good for him.
But like I said before, it's my dad's dad and my great grandfather, and he does well. I mean, he does well. He has his days though, but. Anyway, when you guys were talking about the draft, Tower, we'll get into that eventually, and I'll give you my picks too. But tonight's Raw, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible Raw tonight. I mean, it was just absolutely a piece of junk show that they should have sold Extreme Rules on, and they didn't. I mean, you had Orton doing his RKO spots on it, which was great, especially the one at the end. I thought that was badass. But it was a terrible show tonight. And I mean, if you didn't have Neville tonight, you didn't have him on the pre-show. I guess you kept him off this week, however. And hopefully this won't begin his deep push, if you will, after just a few weeks.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Bo freaking Dallas returning. Big whoopee.
He did it!
The guy was a douche. He's still a clown. And then you have, who else? You have, Naomi and freaking the Bellas. Yawn. Give me a break. And then, like I said, it was a terribly booked show tonight. It really was bad.
Yeah, not good for the town of Albany. I almost considered going because Albany's not too far from me, but man, am I glad I did not. JD, your high point, low point for this abysmal show.
Yeah, for this abysmal show, before we get to ask JD anything, and then we'll get into the draft too, however. I think the high point tonight was definitely the RKO spot, however, that Randy gave Slater in the back in catering, but when he got Rollins in the cage, I thought that was badass. When he had him up there, it was almost as good as Mania. The low point of the night, however, I'm going to say it was really the Divas affair between Naomi and Paige and the Bellas just put me to sleep and bored me in more ways than one. So that was definitely the low point of the night.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. All right, JD, I know you're anxious to get into Ask JD, but I have a certain somebody who I know is very excited to ask you a few questions. And people who've been listening for a while, you know this man very well. He helped us solve a number of cases, and he's currently working on the JD versus JD case, but he's here on some other business. Let me just go ahead and bring him on. Let's see if we got him. Mr. Cliff Clefton. Woo! You there, bud?
Yes. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Powers?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for finding the time to join us once again. Now, I understand that you had a few questions for a couple of our regular callers who you believe may or may not have been involved with the Time Cow murder.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, thank you for inviting me tonight. As you know, I've been working on this case for a number of weeks. Now, I believe that Mr. JD is on the line, one of the JDs. Is that correct?
The real JD. The real JD, not the fake.
The real JD. All right.
The real one, please stand up.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Now, the host of this show has invited me on here tonight to ask you a series of questions. So what I'm going to need you to do is speak clearly and loudly in response to every question. You understand?
Loud and clear. Go for it.
All right. All right. Now, all you got to do is just tell the truth. You'll have nothing to worry about. All right, now for the record, would you please state your name?
JD from Pittsburgh.
That takes care of my second question. What city are you calling from? Pittsburgh, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, and what is your occupation, sir?
Right now I'm unemployed, but I have my own talk show on Wednesday nights on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, that seems to be true. Now, have you ever lied about your name or identity while calling into this radio show?
No, I have not.
Are you, in fact, the real JD?
Yes, I am. I've been calling Mike and the boys for a year, and we started the Ask JD thing last fall, hour, and it's become a very popular segment every Monday night.
All right. All right. That's questionable right there. Now, where were you?
Call my lawyer, Jeff. He'll tell you.
Now, where were you 1 year ago tonight?
1 year ago tonight, however, at the time, however, I was watching Monday Night Raw. However, I had just gone back a few weeks before from New Orleans.
All right. Now, this next question is very important. What is your relationship to the Silent Wind of Doom?
At one point, the Silent Wind of Doom was a cool guy, but apparently he and the fake Jesus were with each other.
All right. Now, next question, sir. What is your honest opinion of the recently deceased Time Cow?
The Time Cow, I am shocked that someone did it, and I have a feeling I know who did it, though.
All right. What is your involvement? What is your involvement in Time Cow's death, please?
Time Cow's death, however, was actually cool with me because there were certain questions when some of the panel asked a little too many personal questions, and the fake JD was acting like a douche, and Time Cow actually bailed me out because the fake JD was an idiot.
All right, now this next one is very important. If you have to think about it for a minute, that's totally fine. I understand, but it's very important I get the honest answer. Where were you at the time of the bovine tragedy?
I did not know anything about the bovine tragedy, and this is news to me, however, but if I was anywhere, I would probably be talking to the guys about Raw, but I did not hear about it until I heard about it now.
The bovine tragedy is the death of Time Cow. Where were you when Time Cow was unfortunately murdered?
At the time, I was probably on hold waiting to get on the air, however, while the fake JD was acting like an idiot and taking my thunder away. He was the one who murdered the Time Cow.
All right, that I've detected that is true. All right. That concludes all I have for you at this time. I appreciate you working with me here, your cooperation. I appreciate you giving me your honest opinion, your honest
answers.
And
I'm giving you the honest answers. And Mike can vouch for it, and everyone else can vouch. My lawyer can't even vouch for it if he's on tonight. In fact, he might be getting on shortly. Thank you.
Now, Mr. Powers, that's all I have for JD right now.
Uh-huh.
Is there another JD on the line? Is there one of the Jeffs on the line? You got somebody else I can talk to right now?
Jeff is my lawyer, however. He represents the real JD, me. And he's right. Told the fake JD in the past to go stick it.
Huh. Well,
Michael?
Yeah, I believe we do have a Jeff here on the line. So why don't we go ahead and bring Mr. Jeff on.
What?
Jeff, you there, buddy?
Hello. Yeah.
All right, Jeff. We got Jeff on the line. Jeff, we have Mr. Cliff Klefter with us. I believe he wanted to speak with you.
Hi, Cliff. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good, sir.
All right. Now, again, the host, I don't know if you heard my post-interview. I just did there with Mr. JD. Oh, all right. Well, the machine's acting up here. Let me retune it here. All right. Now, the host of the show have asked me here to ask you a series of questions. What I need you to do also is speak very clearly and loudly in the response to every question. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, all you got to do is tell the truth. Don't worry. You got nothing to worry about. Just tell me the honest truth. Now, for the record, please state your name.
John Groves, Jr.
All right. It says here on my sheet that your name is Jeff. Is that not Jeff? I'm sorry. It says not Jeff. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, all right, not Jeff, that's right. All right, what city are you calling from tonight?
Front Royal, Virginia.
That is correct. All right, now, sir, what is your occupation, please?
I don't have a job, but I do go to college.
All right, very good, very good. All right, now, have you ever lied about your name or identity while calling into this radio show?
I've been trying to tell the guests that my actual name is John, but they said it was Jeff, so I'm definitely John.
All right. Have you ever pretended to be anyone else while calling into this show?
No, sir.
All right. Now, have you ever pretended to be any of these, what does it say on my sheet here, superstars? Mr. Stone Cold? You ever impersonate a Mr. Stone Cold on this radio show?
Yes, I have.
All right. Now, that contradicts your previous answer. That contradicts your previous answer, sir. You understand you just lied to me?
Yes.
All right. Now, for the record, please, are you the real Jeff?
No.
Are you the real not Jeff?
Yes.
All right. Now, what is your relationship to the Silent Wind of Doom?
Well, I could agree with my friend JD, too. Him and the fake JD are pieces of you-know-what.
And what would that be?
What would that be?
Pieces of what? I don't understand.
Pieces of junk.
All right. Very good. Now, this is very important. What is your honest opinion of the recently deceased Time Cow?
What is my opinion? Well, whenever I got a word in, the Time Cow would just go, oh, but I really missed that Time Cow.
No, we didn't.
Now, do you think he deserved? Do you think he deserved the fate that he came upon?
No, he didn't.
All right, that is true. Now, what is your involvement in Time Cow's death? What is your involvement?
I was playing the computer. I was done talking with the group while me, the real JD, and the fake JD had a blown-out confrontation weeks when the Time Cow died. So I had nothing to do with it, sir.
All right.
And Cliff, I can answer that too.
That's all I have as far as questions for Not Jeff here tonight. I do have one final question, just on a personal note. Do you write all your own rhymes? Because I listened to last week's show, and you performed a rap battle, and I was very impressed. Do you write your own rhymes, sir?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's very good. You did a very good job last week.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, that's all I got for these guys, Mike. It seems to me that they're both telling the truth for the most part. I believe they are not involved in the death of Time Cow.
Oh, what a relief.
I still am ongoing the investigation with Time Cow's death. I would like in the future to talk to some other people of interest, namely Silent Wind of Doom, possibly Mr. Drew White, possibly some others of you on your staff there. So I'm going to be asking some more questions.
Okay.
In the very near future.
All right. Well, we'll be now, looking forward to hearing your voices. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
As far as the identity, the fake JD versus the real JD, I do believe we do have the real JD on the line. I'm 90% sure right now tonight.
Okay.
But I can't be 100% sure. You know, these tests, they're not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have any other JDs on the line or any other Jeffs or any other calls from those same area codes right now? Anybody else I can talk to?
Well, yeah, look, it looks like we do have one here. So let's go ahead and bring him on here. JD?
The real JD's here still.
Huh.
All right, is there another JD available right now?
No, it doesn't look like he's here yet.
He's afraid because he'd be grilled by you. But that's why.
Right.
He's hiding with Silent Wind of Doom right now under Silent Wind of Doom's panties.
Oh, gosh. Well, Cliff,
I love you, man.
We're going to have to do that investigation another time. What's up?
Like I said, Michael, you know, we don't know what kind of funny business is going on there in Philadelphia or from Pittsburgh. So what we're going to have to do is I would suggest one possible follow it as a drastic measure. You might want to consider limiting phone calls from certain area codes if this kind of thing continues. I'd hate for you guys to be troubled week in, week out with the same kind of nonsense. So my recommendation from last week stands. I hope you'll take that under advisement, sir.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. We look forward to hearing the rest of your investigation. Thank you so much for giving us your time. We have a lot of stuff we got to get to in the rest of this show, though. So, Mr. Clefton, thank you very much. All right.
Have a good night, Cliff.
JD and Jeff, you're still here with us. I want you to stick around for just a moment, but we gotta do a couple really quick fantasy league drafts while you guys are with us here. So let's see what we got here. Who is up? Mr. Drew is up, actually.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. So Drew, you got this next pick. Drew, tell us who the fourth overall is going to be. If I can find the damn sound clip, there it is.
Well, I did a little shuffle there where you played that, but it really came down to me to two people, mainly because, you know, Darren Bryan just had to get injured, and I kind of assumed he was going to fall to me most likely. So it was between him and Randy Orton, and I ended up going against my gut and with my mind for once, and I'm going to go with Randy Orton with the fourth pick.
Randy Orton drafted fourth overall.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes.
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Why don't you include me and Jeff on this, too? We're draft guys.
We don't have that. I mean, like, I created this whole thing from scratch to only work for us five. You guys don't... I'm sorry, guys. Maybe next year. Real quick, though, we got to do a couple more. Sean. Sean, Mr. Sean Walker, you actually get two picks in a row. So, Mr. Sean, you get number 5 and number 6. Who are you going to pick, Sean?
Yeah, Chef. Yeah.
Well, last year he was my number one pick because of choices limited, and again this year he's going to be my number one pick because again choices are limited. I'm going to go with Bray Wyatt.
Whoa!
Huh? Whoa!
Interesting pick, Sean. Interesting pick. So you also get one more, Sean. Who else are you going to go with?
My second pick is going to be Adrian Neville.
Oh, damn.
He doesn't. Yeah, I don't know.
I get him, but he was on my list next.
All right, now, do you already want to trade Bray Wyatt for Randy Orton?
Hell yeah, I do.
I don't know when Adrian Neville. I do know Neville.
Randy Orton for Bray Wyatt.
I think we all would.
All right, just to catch us up a little bit more, actually, Drew,
I'm going to do one more pick for you. So this is going to be number 7 overall, Mr. Drew, who's me number 7.
Well, I did not expect this so soon. So I had a few people in mind for my 7th pick. I knew Sean was going to pick Neville because he's been talking about that for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he would have taken Daniel Bryan if I took Orton. So that kind of throws my plans off of a loop. So I am definitely now going to make a risk pick, and I'll take Daniel Bryan with my 2nd pick choice.
Could pay off. Could fall out horribly. Let's just remember, when people disappear, they lose a lot of points.
Well, remember this. My name's Antonio Mango. So
indeed. Indeed. All right. So I'm going to bring it back to our guest that we have here on the phone with us. JD, we're going to do a quick Ask JD here. We don't have a lot of time, but like I said, we'll get a couple of questions in here. Since this is our draft, okay. JD, I want to ask you, if you were to draft 5 people for your team, what 5 people would you pick?
Okay, very good question. Seth Rollins, number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, I would look at someone like Sami Zayn. Number 3 would be possibly Orton. 4 would probably be maybe like Roman Reigns. And 5, Dean Ambrose.
Interesting. Very interesting. Jeff, who would you pick if you had a fantasy league team?
All right. Daniel Bryan. Bray Wyatt, John Cena, Roman Reigns, and Randy Orton.
Hmm.
No butt boys on that team.
I was not going to pull any out of the chat room. I'll save this for last, actually. So let me ask the host here. Does any host have an SJD? Go ahead, Drew.
I got a question. So for JD, you're in a steel cage match tonight. What did you do in the weeks up to this to prepare for this match?
Ooh,
what type of exercises did you do?
What did I do, however? I studied tape, however, of great steel cage matches and how to basically get out of there in one piece and not do enough bleeding, let's just say. But I studied videotape time and time again of old school steel cage matches.
Oh, goodness.
And studied them intently.
All right, one more thing really quickly.
Jesus Christ, Drew.
No, it's actually another good one. Do you like the fact that you could just crawl out of the cage through the door, or do you think that's fucking stupid like I do?
I think that it's easy to go out through the door compared to going over the top, because that's a long drop you're going at. I mean, you're up there quite a bit. However, I think going out the door is the easiest way, but, I mean, that's just me.
Well, that didn't answer my question, but okay.
All right, Tony, Wago, or Sean, any SJD questions?
No. Well, since Drew did 2 questions, I don't need to ask one.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thanks, Drew.
Sean, Sean or Tony, anything? Okay, Sean, go ahead.
I got one. If you could bring back any pay-per-view name, what pay-per-view name would it be?
What pay-per-view?
Like, yeah.
Cool. You know what? I would say King of the Ring, you know?
Hmm.
I mean, I would say King of the Ring. Because, I mean, they've had some good King of the Ring people over the years, and I'd say King of the Ring, definitely.
All right, before I take this one question out of the chat room here, we're going to do another quick Fantasy League draft. Wago, this one is on you. It's the number 8 overall, number 2 for your team. Who are you going to go with?
I am going with Rusev. I think they're going to book him strongly for the good majority of his run. I don't think he'll fizzle off till later, at which point I can trade him away.
Interesting. Very interesting. Rusev, number 8 overall, joining Mr. Wago's team. Oh, goodness. Why don't we just do one more so we're ahead of schedule here. Tony, this next one's going to be going to you. Number 9 overall, who is joining Tony Mango's Tony's Tykes?
Shuffle. Oh, yeah. Do the shuffle.
God damn it, Sheamus.
Wow.
Pisses me off. I don't want this fucker on my team, but...
I'll take him off your hands if you don't want him. Shit.
Nah.
No Divas? No Charlotte? No Sasha Banks or anything? Come on,
well,
man.
Well, first off, they're still down in NXT. They're not in the main roster yet. And Divas don't start until the 4th round. So that's why you're not hearing any Divas yet.
Oh, okay.
But all right, so we're doing good on schedule here. So I believe that we had a cage match scheduled for this evening. JD, are you prepared for this?
I'm ready. Where's that little piece of worm, however?
Jeff,
he has the balls to call it. I dare him to call in right now.
Jeff, are you ready for this?
Hell yeah. I've been ready. To the living.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 15 tons of steel surround Mega Powers Radio Studio. We have in one corner one JD, and the other corner another JD, backed by their lawyers, Jeff, not Jeff, John, not John, whatever the hell he's going by these days, whatever it is, it's probably gross. So why don't we go ahead and start this steel cage match by introducing the competitors already on the line. We got one JD here. Let's go ahead and bring on the other JD. All right, we got another Jeff here, or JD, I should say.
Hey, Mike, how you doing tonight?
Oh, absolutely tremendous.
That's a little piece of shit.
That's the thing.
Is that that fake? You got that fake imposter on here already?
No, it's your mom.
God damn.
Wow, what he said.
So I'm glad you finally decided to show up for the steel cage match.
Because you were a piece of shit when Cliff Clavin decided not to interrogate you because you were a piece of shit hiding under Silent Doom's panties.
I've got nothing to hide.
Oh, bullshit, you have nothing to hide.
All right, he guys.
Ladies,
one second.
Ladies. Right, he knows that we told the truth.
All right, guys. Before we get this going, referee's trying to get control of this match, but he just cannot do it.
I'm so glad the steel cage is coming into play here.
Hey, why don't you shut up, Frank Janey, and let Mike talk?
Yeah, Tony.
Exactly. Please shut up,
Janey. Let's go.
All right, guys.
JD, you're not real. I know you're not. The real JD.
God, I miss time count at times like these.
Come on, Jack.
All right.
Yeah, I was the first one tonight calling there, FHJD. Believe me, I was the one that was lined up
move,
for Jeff.
Move,
where were you?
Move.
Well, right,
shut the fuck up.
In bedroom, being Spider-Man comics.
All right, guys. Enough, gentlemen. You are going to get your time. You are going to get your time to dig into each other in this vicious. All right, now you guys need to shut the fuck up. Jesus. Anything goes in this steel cage match. Remember, the rules of a steel cage match is to keep everyone else out and to keep you guys in. There must be a winner. And just like tonight's match we saw, the winner gets to keep the JD brand. Let's get it on!
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, we have to say tonight?
Dang, I think it's very appropriate that you chose this stipulation since you actually live in a cage.
That's what your mom said last night.
Yeah, well, your mom never taught you the alphabet because the only letters she knows are KFC.
And the only thing your mom taught you is the letter P, however, because you have a pea brain sized head, however, because I called in longer than you.
Yeah, well, you're so ugly. You lost the ugly contest by DQ because they don't allow professionals in the ugly contest.
You and your buddy Silent Wave Doom are like Summer Rae, however, a flash in the pan wannabe diva is all you are.
You know, you're so dumb. You got hit by a parked car. That's how dumb you are.
Yeah, my car was special because he ran you over like a Mack truck. Like I said, I've been here longer. Like I said, I got on first before you tonight. You were obviously reading your Spider-Man comics before you even got on the
You know, don't you realize that there are already enough people to hate in this world already without you working so hard to give us another one?
Tell me, who's called in more times every Monday in the last 6 months? Me. You haven't been anywhere.
You know, I actually feel bad for you because you must live with a terribly empty feeling in your skull.
That's what your brain is, basically. Nothing left. You have no memory in your head. You have to Asylum of Doom check your head every chance you get, Howard, because your brains are both small.
Man, I can't wait to have
a imposter. I've got a poem for you, however. Roses are red, violets are blue. I have five fingers, the middle one's for you, however.
Oh, Mr. Tuff, we think you're John Cena. You can't see me. Oh, yeah. Go back to the street with your thugonomics like John Cena, please.
You're a habit that I'd like to kick with both feet at the same time.
What did the here's the one for you. What did the five fingers say to the face? Oh, that's right, slap. Because you got slapped down.
Oh, bitch. That's right.
You know, as much as I love the shop, I'm not buying your bullshit tonight.
Oh, what? Well, so sad. Why not? Because Silent Wave Doom had to defend you tonight? You're like Seth Rollins. You're afraid. You have to have your little security defend you at every turn.
Yeah, where is your little Silent Wave Doom goon? Where's your goons tonight? They're not here to back you up.
It's your buddy, actually. He's your little bitch boy. He's your security guy.
Yeah, you know, I thought the only way you'd ever get laid is if you crawled up a chicken's ass and waited. That's the only way you're ever going to get laid.
No, that would be you. That's why I've had the segment longer than you asked, JD. You just came on as the imposter. My lawyer can vouch for it, too.
All right.
No, I've had the Ask JD segment over 6 months. I've been calling in the show over a year. I forced the segment onto the host here, and I've been forcing them to do it every week, whether they want to or not. So I'm the real JD.
All right, gentlemen.
No, I don't think so. Ask my attorney right now.
Attorney, do you have any words said?
I'm a smart ass, but first you'd have to be smart. That just means you're an ass.
How has nobody tried to escape the cage yet? Oh, my God.
Wow.
You're just like Stephanie McMahon going to Jericho's podcast. Total ass clown.
Hey, Mike, I'm calling out of the cage. He isn't doing anything.
Oh.
I'm already out the cage. I've been out of the cage long enough than you. You're just an edge wannabe.
All right, gentlemen. I think this is where we have to cut the line on this one. Another intense battle between the JDs. You know, normally this is
who won. I think it's pretty clear who won.
No, I think it's clear that I won tonight because Cliff, the lawyer, talked to me first before you came on there. You were just hiding in a coward, basically, because he didn't want to ask you anything. You were a coward the whole night. That's why he didn't want to ask.
I'm glad you mentioned. I'm glad you mentioned Cliff Clefton, because Cliff Clefton, if people don't remember, actually worked on this case before getting onto the Time Cow case. And he did a lot of investigating and trying to figure things out. And he had a really interesting analysis for this. And I think it's going to come into play here. He said that it's hard to tell who the real and fake one is. And I just got to be honest. It seems like there's no way to tell which one is the real one or the fake one. So the best thing to do is just to block all numbers from the 412. So that's what we're going to do. No more calls from 412,
yeah,
people. It's done.
You can't stop taking my call. I call every week. You can't stop taking.
All right, folks, that's it. We're going to be moving on here to another Fantasy League draft. Number 10 overall goes to me. So let's see who the number 10 fantasy pick overall is.
Ooh, Siri. Ooh, yeah, I do the Siri.
Number 10 overall is going to be Kalisto. Yes, the new luchador. Yes, I am going to be going with the rising NXT stud, who looks like he is going to be making big moves, first off as a tag team, but I think even when he separates from that tag team, he is going to be doing big things for himself. Very confident in the future for Kalisto.
Not a bad choice.
No.
Not a bad choice. If he got back to me, I probably was going to take him, so yeah.
Well, next one, I am going to be going since I actually get two in a row here. Number 11 overall is going to be the Lunatic Fringe, Dean Ambrose. At this point, he might be looking like the weak link of the Shield. However, I am not overly concerned for him. I think he's going to have a good year this year. Probably not going to be a world title contender anytime soon, but I think he will do just fine for himself. And speaking of Dean Ambrose, let's actually go and talk about Raw for a little bit here. Dean Ambrose had the first match of the night with Luke Harper. Wasn't much of a match, though. We had this end via, like, a countout or some shit.
All right, so I don't think it really ever got... Well, it got started, but they didn't seem to acknowledge that the match had ended. It was really fucking odd. What we saw of them in the ring was actually pretty good. And then it just got followed up by Luke Harper tossing him off a stage. And they make it look like it's going to be such a big deal if one of these guys gets thrown off the stage. And he pretty much just like a roll forwards and then gets on his feet. It looked fucking terrible. So I'm glad they didn't give the full match away on free TV, but at the same time, it was fucking stupid.
Do you want to know what's better than a regular street fight?
What's that?
A Chicago street fight.
Is it like a Chicago pizza where it's like thicker crust?
And no. Overrated?
It's like net bigger, put on the internet.
That would be a great name to write for websites.
Any other thoughts about this match? No? All right, well, then let's go ahead and make another quick fantasy league draft. This one is going to Mr. Tony, the number 12 overall. Who's it going to be?
This is tough. Could go in a lot of different directions here, but I think I'm going to go with somebody who I like more so than who I think is going to be a great pick down the line.
Mm. I think I know where you're going with this.
Oh, he's getting injured, though.
I'm going with Tyson Kidd.
Oh!
Ooh.
Not that, where I thought that was going.
I was thinking about taking shit. Good pick.
Well, it depends on how long this tag team title situation is going to be working out for Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. You got to consider they're not going to be winning the titles, and I can't imagine if they lose them that they're going to get them back. Interesting pick, Tony. Interesting pick.
I think it's more. I think it's more of an idea where are they going to mean much after they want to lose the titles? What are they going to do with them?
I think Tyson Kidd's found his identity, you know, and I think when that tag team breaks up, he may have a place.
Hopefully, mm-hmm. I like Tyson Kidd. He's one of my favorite wrestlers in the company.
Well, we had a match between the Lucha Dragons and Big E and Kofi Kingston of the New Day. At this point, if you've seen the New Day match, you've seen them all. The crowd hates them. when New Day won this match?
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Certain someone was under the ring, though. That was kind of funny.
Wait, so the Lucha Dragons lost via countout. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Xavier Woods held his feet so he could get back in the ring.
Because this website says via pinfall. I'm like, what? It went via pinfall. This website is incorrect.
What was this? Was this Croops?
Yeah, must
wrestling
be.
Content?
And then Randy Orton comes out and greets the New Day with a few RKOs for the troubles.
Hey, you know how I beat up the fucking tag champions last week? Well, these number one contenders right here? Fuck them.
Oh, that was a stipulation, isn't it? They're now the number one contenders for the titles at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, so now both them look like both sets of teams look like a bunch of jobbers. Fantastic.
I'm glad we waited to the last week to figure out who's facing the champions.
Hey, could be worse. We could find out in SmackDown.
Okay, well.
It's true.
Was it good?
Indeed. All right, well, shit, why don't we go ahead and make another fantasy league pick? This one's going to be going to Wago. Yeah, this one's going to go to Wago. This is the number 13th overall, the third on his team. Wago, who's going to be joining Roman Reigns and Rusev?
Fandango.
Really?
Yep.
Holy shit. Good on you.
That's the biggest risk of the year so far. Nice.
I actually almost picked him.
Huh. You guys are really that confident they're going to stick with this thing for longer
that
than a few weeks.
That is Vince's pet project. That's one of the guys that Vince backs.
You think?
Mm-hmm. He was all over fucking Fandango, and if he can get it over again, Vince will be fucking behind it. He loves that shit. In fact, I could see him taking Santino's role entirely.
I would like it. I'm a big Fandango fan. I'm just not confident in their ability to get behind him, but if they can do it, I hope so, and I hope it works out for you.
Well, I'm not too worried, because if Fandango does fail, fucking Sean will just trade me him for, like, Bray Wyatt or someone.
True that. Hey, truth.
Bray Wyatt's my trump card, all right?
Well, this keeps working out, because our next segment was Fandango against Curtis Axel. And this was absolutely a comedy segment. Curtis Axel especially was like dancing when Fandango was coming out to his music, which was hilarious. Curtis Axel did his ripping of the shirt a la Hulk Hogan. What is it? Fandango did the flying leg drop, got the pinfall victory. They played the wrong music for him. They actually played a Spanish theme for a few seconds, but then they got the right one up, and then he tried to force the crowd to dance with him.
Fuck you, Kevin Dunn, trying to sabotage this man.
Oh, well, apparently not everyone agrees with us. Dane Quinn tweeted to us at Raw Post Show, Fandango blows. I don't know what you guys see in him.
Very, very good wrestler. And now that when he first did the gimmick, it was awkward, but he found himself, and he does it flawlessly.
The thing was with Fandango is I wasn't a huge fan, but I liked the character Johnny Curtis was when he was on the original NXT when they were doing Redemption, I believe, when they had their own universe thing where he was like this creepy stalker type of thing. I thought that was very interesting, but the Fandango thing is amazing too if they do it right. So maybe well we all know Payne will be 100% behind it if they bring Roundface back, so that's all he fucking needs.
Something I was gonna say is he better off with no girl?
Yes.
He's actually has a baby face, definitely.
It depends. I think if you get a good girl to go with him, that could be a benefit, but you shouldn't just give him somebody to have it. Like, there needs to be a reason.
You it's can't the same kind of thing as Layla there.
Right. It's the same as, like, why would you make a Fatal 4-Way if two of the people in the match suck instead of just having a singles match?
I hear you. Oh. Any other thoughts people have about Fandango versus Curtis Axel?
Curtis Axel is the new, what would it be? Who's that redhead guy? Heath Slater. I'm going to go with that.
So he's going to be RKO'd backstage randomly in a few weeks?
Probably. I don't know.
I could actually see that happening.
Yeah, probably.
I actually wanted to see a longer match between these two. They used to be a tag team, so I wanted to see what they could do against each other. And what we got for what it was decent. So that we're ever going to see a long match, but I wouldn't mind it.
All right, guys, let's do another draft pick here. This one is going to Drew White's team. Third pick for his team, the 14th overall. Drew, who's joining Orton and Brian?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Shibbity-bapa, wow.
Well, my third pick, it's coming down to a guy who I believe he's... There's no way that he's going to be a heavyweight champion this year. Probably, I think his opportunity for that is long gone. But I think he's a guy that could definitely pick up a mid-card title or possibly a tag team title this year. And that man is Dolph Ziggler.
Ooh. Yeah, he normally picks up one fucking like mid-card title each year, so it's a safe bet.
Yeah, I guess you could. Even if it's a transitional run, he's pretty much the main transitional guy they have these days.
Yeah, well, used to be Kofi Kingston for a while, but he stopped dropped.
Also, they've been backing him up a little bit more. I have confidence that he's going to be he's going to win matches, obviously. But I think he's a guy that they're going to be showing more. And who knows? Maybe he can elevate himself back into that main event picture, possibly at a pay per view.
Maybe they'll have him keep the belt 2 weeks instead of one.
These are facts. Maybe he won't get fired this year. That was the fucking killer of my team. I should have just drafted guys who won't get fired. So, fuck, Orton's going to get fired now.
How could you have known that Ziggler was going to get fired? I mean, Rowan, you could have known.
Yeah, what about Ryback shit?
I can't believe no one's picked up Eric Rowan yet, speaking of.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no, he's a fucking winner, isn't he?
Let's just run down some of the great stars that are still available for picking up in our fantasy league here. Alex Riley.
Yeah.
Adam Rose. David Otunga. Victor of the Ascension. Goldust, what? Xavier Woods,
no way,
and El Torito.
Amazing.
Well, you missed the even better one, Connor of the Ascension.
Oh, okay.
Hey, El Torito could have been champion if the Authority would have wanted it. They established that tonight.
That's true. That was a great line by Kane.
El Torito backstage just like, the fuck, man. I'm already short. You gonna shit on me like this?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I could squat pretty easily.
That's bull. Kane's another one of those bulls that you could add in the Ask Him a Question.
Oh, goodness. All right.
The Brahma Bull still doesn't count.
Sean, we're going to do another Fantasy League pick. This one's going to be the number 15 overall. The third man joining your team. Sean, Who's that man going to be?
Well, well, well. My third member is, well, I've got some bad news for you all.
Ooh,
I'm picking
you know what I'm saying?
Bad news, Baron.
All right. I thought we were going to go pick Connor.
No.
No, he's dead.
Connor the Crusher.
I got some bad news for you. The test came out positive.
God damn it. Oh, God. Sean, you get one more pick, and I have to state that starting with round four, which is this pick, divas are now available. So, Sean, you have first dibs at a diva if you wish with this pick. So, Sean,
asshole gets to pick the diva first.
Let's find out what you do with the 16th overall, the fourth pick on your team.
For my fourth pick, it's the sexy, luxurious Luke Harper.
Whoa. I definitely didn't see that coming.
That's a greasy meatball.
Interesting pick, Sean. Actually, I am a big believer of Luke Harper as well, so I hope he has a good year for you.
I think he's going to pick up the United States Championship later on down the line.
From John Cena? Sure.
Not from John Cena, no.
Okay. Well, all right.
Probably somebody like, I don't know, fucking Dolph or something.
So let's go ahead and bring on someone who used to be cool, according to Jeff. Good friend of the show, maybe. Silent with the Doom!
Hello, everybody!
What's up, Silent with the Doom?
Oh, man, this guy.
I thought we weren't taking calls from JD anymore.
Silent with Doom, how are you doing tonight?
Doing all right. Big question. Kane is going to be the gatekeeper for the cage match. Why does the cage match need a gatekeeper?
Because it sounded cool.
It might they might lose their gates. He keeps them there.
These are facts.
They need a guy there to guard the door in case people get in the door. That's his job. That's why he's there.
Mm-hmm.
So why the crap did Seth Rollins think that if you bring the cage down, he'll be safe from Kane when there's a freaking door on the cage?
I don't know.
If he's the gatekeeper, he's all over that shit.
Yes, I'm so proud of Ferris for making this joke before I got a chance to. Who will be the keymaster if he's the gatekeeper?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was sitting there chomping at the bit. I'm like, I gotta make it.
That bigger, that bigger.
Oh, gosh. So I want to do, what'd you think of Raw tonight?
I fast forwarded through a lot of it because I started really, really late. But
I don't blame
you. You didn't miss much.
Yeah.
Lucky bastard.
Were you celebrating the day or something?
No.
Oh.
No. Other stuff came up. I got to see the Rangers beat the Penguins, and I didn't get to rub that in JD's face tonight. And I'm very sad.
Who?
I'm so sad.
I don't know anyone of that.
Yeah, there's no JDs around here.
Are you on about the guy that has the number 201-567-4211?
I'd like that. I'm extremely happy because freaking Bo's back. I love Bo.
Oh, I completely forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I am a believer. And I'm sure you are. I love Bo, and I love JBL when Bo is around. We get to see JBL be excited about a happy, inspirational figure, which just seems weird and wrong for a heel announcer, but it tickles me. It makes me laugh.
Teehee.
Hoot hoot.
Put put.
Naomi is working.
Show's turned into nothing but fucking nonsense.
Yeah.
Naomi seems to keep continuing after her heel turn? Do we consider this a heel turn? Isn't this pretty much the exact same thing that Batista did to make himself a face?
What?
Really?
Were you?
Naomi, who decided that enough is enough, she's upset that she's not getting her chance at the belt, which is exactly what Batista did, and that made him a face. And she's a heel now, I guess?
Well,
yeah. Good input, Drew. Yes. All right, Silent with a Doom. You know, you're doing our fantasy league draft. What would be your fantasy league team if you could pick five guys?
Oh, jeez.
Fuck, I was going to ask me questions. I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, God, this just sounds like normal Settlement of Doom.
Oh, man, I don't know, man. It's hard to just pick one out of context. I'd just say Cena, Rollins, Reigns, Orton, and Wyatt. Because I don't have to pick against anyone else. So if I had the chance, I guess I'd pick those five guys.
All right. Well, there you go. Settlement of Doom's Fantasy League team. We'll call them Doom's Goons.
Ooh, to quote a certain someone.
I got one goon in the chat. So that's cool. Just one question that I have that has been bothering me for a long time.
What's up?
Is Tow Truck Pig part tow truck and part pig, or is he a pig driving a tow truck?
We can't answer that. It's actually classified as a part of the investigation. In fact, we get in a lot of trouble for discussing that.
And we don't even fucking know that one, to be honest. It changes
so every week. We're going to have to get back to you on that.
Mm-hmm. Cliff Clefton is definitely having that as part of his investigation. And when the answers are known, they reveal to us all. All we know at this point is that JD is innocent, Jeff is innocent, and Time Cow is dead.
But they're not fucking here anymore.
Yeah.
So technically they're dead too.
Yeah. They're dead to us. I guess we could have a memorial next week.
Oh,
or not.
Nah. I ain't making another graphic.
Oh, gosh. All right, so what do you do? You got anything else for us tonight?
Nothing much. Just I'm excited. And I actually, with the whole Kane storyline, got excited for the pay-per-view, and I'm hoping to see the mask come back. That's about it. Also, shout out to Bubba in the chat.
All right. Shout out to Bubba from the backwoods in the chat. Good to have him here for us. He's usually on the All Talk show, so it's good to see him turning around for some of our other show. Also, we got someone else here. Is this Travis Jedola?
You got me nervous for a second there.
Same here. Couple people here who I don't think I've seen here before. Mono Apex and Travis Jedola. Thank you both of you for turning up tonight.
Mono Apex has been around.
Oh, has he? Oh, well, sorry. Yeah.
Well, they picked a fucking terrible episode to come on, like... That fucking display between the retards, Jesus Christ.
I haven't seen guest 4316 before, though, I think.
Oh, you're right. You're right. He's not guest 5.
Nah. 3 ain't enough, man. Guest 5.
Did you see a guest 5? I don't know if they still run it, but guest 5 made a Twitter.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He favorited something I said today.
Nice. Yeah,
guest 5 is the shit. Yeah. I don't know about this guest 4316.
In fact, like, guest 5's a potential Hall of Fame candidate.
That's along with Vacant.
Yes.
Oh, we already know half of our class for next year. Indeed. All right. So let's go ahead to our next pick here. This is going to be the 17th overall, the 4th pick for the Drew Crew. Turning it over to Drew.
Yeah. Well, this is actually a really tough pick because I want 3 people and I had to narrow it down to 1. And for 4, the 4th, my 4th selection, I'm going to take, I will take Stardust.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Did not see that one coming. Good on you, though, Drew. Former Intercontinental Champion Stardust. Maybe we'll see him return to his former persona. At the least, he's gotten a bit of a facelift for this Stardust character, and I don't think they've really taken it to its full potential. Had a pretty damn good match with John Cena on Raw a couple weeks back, so who knows? Maybe they will do some stuff with Stardust this year.
Was one of those other 4 people you wanted Cody Rhodes?
I was considering that one, but apparently he doesn't exist anymore.
What if it was Dashing Cody Rhodes?
You know, Dashing Cody Rhodes is my favorite version of Cody Rhodes. I would have considered it.
What about if it was the Brahma Bull Cody Rhodes?
Nah, that's just Rusev's tattoo on his arm.
Yeah, that one doesn't count.
So if Stardust becomes Cody Rhodes again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean Drew loses points?
No.
It
just becomes Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
If it's on Drew's team, yes.
I agree. Okay, that's right. I forgot. If it's on Drew's team, then yes. all right, folks, before we continue with things here, I want to take you back to the night after WrestleMania. We had a very packed show on that night. Lots of things went down. I mean, obviously, WWE always likes to deliver with their night after WrestleMania show, as did we on the Raw Post show on Mega Powers Radio. However, We had an unfortunate ending to that episode. A longtime member of our cast here, Time Cow, was taken from us in a tragic turn of events by some kind of pig tow truck mashup thing. We don't really know what it was. We are investigating deeply into this. I know a lot of people haven't heard us talking too much about it. It's because not too much is known. But just so you guys don't forget about it, I want to take you back to that night and just replay the events that happened for you guys.
No, I can't listen to this.
Last words of our beloved Time Cow.
Such a terrible moo, too. It sounds like a moo that's like, you know, it's dying.
You know what, though? In his last breath, he Time Cowed his killer.
poetic. It really is. What a way. That's definitely the way he would have wanted to go, I'm sure. Indeed. Well. Triple H came out to make a big announcement about WWE's Tough Enough, which is returning to the USA Network. Big surprise that came out a couple weeks ago. Said he had a groundbreaking announcement for it this week, though. Unfortunately, this groundbreaking announcement was already announced earlier today via the WWE app, which was that you, yes, you, can submit your video to be part of the WWE Tough Enough cast. So anybody listening, even myself, even Time Cow. Well, not Time Cow, because he's dead. But, yeah. So what do you guys think about that?
More so his Time Cow Jr. can do it.
Who?
Time Cow Jr.? I thought that's Time Cow's son or something like that. I don't know.
Triple H is giving his speech, and he's interrupted by Kane, who comes out not very happy. Seth Rollins comes out as well. They're all getting in each other's face. This is where Kane drops that excellent line where he's like, you're only champion because we wanted you to be. We could have made El Torito champion if we really wanted to. Fantastic. So what'd you guys think about this whole thing they had here?
Yay, Tough Enough.
Are you tough enough?
Probably not. Then again, Bill DeMott's left, so maybe it's safe.
I was really hoping he was going to announce who the host was.
I like how they really, like, they kept going, hey, Booker, you were on that before, right? And he's like, ha-ha, I was. And they're like, but not anymore. You were there, weren't you? Ha-ha, yeah, but not this time. Hey, Book. And he's like, ha-ha. They just did this over and over again where they just kept reminding you that Booker's been on it, but dancing around the idea that he won't be this time.
Chutneys.
Chips and chutneys.
Oh, goodness. All right, let's take it over to Mr. Wago because we're going to be doing our, 17th overall? What is it, 15th, 16th? So 18th, no, 18th overall. Fourth pick for Mr. Wago's team. Let's see who it is.
Paige. I think she'll end up winning the championship a couple of times because that's what Paige be doing.
Indeed. And I'm surprised she lasted this long going into the fourth round, honestly. Let's go ahead and just fast forward and let's do another one here. We're going to go to Tony for his fourth pick overall, then 19th. Tony, who's it going to be?
Oh, damn it, Wago. You took the one that I was going to pick. So I'm going to go with another one that maybe this will pan out. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But I think he's got a bright future. Damian Sandow.
He's got a shot. No.
He's no Kane, but we could say that.
What was it that JBL said that about tonight? There was somebody that JBL specifically went, I think he's got a shot. He did it in that voice, too. You guys remember? It was somebody I barely paid attention to.
It was right back against Rusev. on SmackDown.
And they were Oh, and he said Ryback's got a shot?
Yeah.
Huh. Big guy's got a shot. You know what Ryback probably wants to eat? Chips and chutneys.
But he doesn't like hot dogs and fucking bananas.
If we all of us ever meet him, hey Booker, remember that time you said chutneys? And he'd probably just be like, yeah.
Oh,
life goals.
My fucking goodness. Life goals. You fucking guys. We had our Divas match for the night. It was Naomi versus Brie Bella. What a fucking terrible match this was.
Hey, they gave Divas. It gave him a chance.
Come on, Brie.
So, has Naomi ruined this upscale thing for her at this point?
No. But you know what's awkward? Hmm. The Bellas are playing babyface. And like, that just kind of happens out of nowhere. Like, there was nothing heel about them at all tonight. We had Nikki on commentary, and she's sitting there doing the babyface shit where she's saying, like, oh, Naomi's really talented, yes, but I'll take on any challengers. That's what my boyfriend does. Like, I don't know what's up with it, but maybe that's, like, just what they're doing with the Bella Twins. Like, you know, Brie was going to be fighting Nikki and just turned heel. So maybe this time around it was just kind of like, now they're baby faces. I don't quite get it, but Naomi's got a chance to figure this all out. What doesn't help her, though, is cutting the same exact promo as she did last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, practically word for word.
Yep.
Damn it, Naomi.
As far as Brie goes, I want to give, like, her credit. She got the fans to cheer for her, because that was an odd position to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Just to turn up one week and be like, hey, you've not been told this, guys, but you cheer me now? And she got them going, so hats off to her.
She also, I think, did not say come on in this match.
No, no, but she did shout Brie mode.
His sister fucking did enough times. Jesus Christ. I've
fuck me. Terrible commentary.
Fucking mute.
Yeah, she like Nikki actually turned extra heel for me tonight, and Brie turned babyface.
Interesting. Interesting.
Stang.
Interesting. Oh, goodness. All right, let's do, head out to the next Fantasy League drafts. This is going to be the number 20 overall. Number 4 for my team, joining Kalisto, John Cena, Dean Ambrose, will be... the big guy. Yes, I'm going to be taking on Ryback. Guy's been seeming like he's been getting some steam building up again. I think he is going to be continuing this, plowing over random guys, just getting some random victories on Raw. I don't know if they're going to do something bigger with him, but if they do, I certainly want a piece of that action. In the meantime, I will take all those random wins over jabronis. So Ryback.
I have a funny feeling that Bray Wyatt is on about Ryback.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
The way he went on about weightlifting and the fact that his past burdens is weighing him down. So, you know, his whole fucking toughen up thing, his fucking WWE championship run.
See, I think he's talking to Roman Reigns.
I thought he was talking to Orton.
Why? Why? We actually have different opinions instead of Undertaker for once? Holy shit.
Well, the fucking thing is that it's so fucking cryptic, it doesn't make any fucking sense that it'd be anybody.
Well, that's the beauty about it. We'll be surprised.
No, it's not the beauty about it. There's got to be like some kind of logical connection to whoever it's going to be. And if they do reveal who it is and it makes sense, I'll be okay with that. But I have a feeling whoever it is, we're going to find a million fucking loopholes in it.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Most likely.
So if he fucking wins on pay-per-view, I don't give a fuck.
Big Sean.
We had Roman Reigns come out to address Big Show's attack on him. He calls out Big Show, but unfortunately he doesn't get Big Show. Instead, he gets Bo Dallas.
Big Bo.
Didn't see that fucking coming out of nowhere, but Bo Dallas comes out, doesn't get much offense in this though. Roman Reigns just takes him down, makes him hurt. And you can believe that.
Nice twist on that.
Yeah, sure. I liked this entire segment, other than the Superman punch looking like utter shit. I don't know if it was the camera angle or just the way he hit him, but it looked awful. I liked his little twist on it.
if this is what they want to do, to have Roman Reigns doing something not with the Big Show, I'm all for it.
All right. We're going to go to another Fantasy League pick here. This one is actually also mine. This is going to be my final pick from my team. This is going to be very, very important.
Drum roll, please.
I don't do drum rolls, but I have this. My final pick for my team, I'm going to go with Cesaro.
He's going to show.
Yeah. Don't know what's going to happen to him after this tag team dissipates, but I'm hoping he doesn't just completely fall off the face of the planet. So I'm going to give him a chance, bring on Cesaro onto my team. All right, guys, we still got a couple segments left here to talk about Raw. We had Sheamus and Zack Ryder come out for wasn't really even a match. Sheamus was just beating the shit out of poor little Zack Ryder. But somehow we still didn't get the victory because out comes Dolph Ziggler hitting his zigzag on Sheamus, giving Sheamus the win for disqualification. Well, okay then. So, this I think this gives a lot more credence because I'm pretty sure Sheamus was getting set up to face Daniel Bryan. Looks like now he's getting set up for Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually like Sheamus, so I'm fine with no matter who he faces. So,
as far as the segment went tonight, I actually liked it. It was something different for Sheamus, and I'm enjoying Sheamus just being a bully to smaller wrestlers. And the whole "this is what a real man looks like" with him looking so ridiculous is just great. Overall, I'm not looking forward to him versus Dolph Ziggler just because every time they wrestle, it never ends well for Dolph Ziggler. And I could see him being a great opponent for Daniel Bryan, though, if they build him up with some more steam. And Daniel Bryan, of course, can fucking wrestle.
All right. Well, while we go ahead and do another Fantasy League pick here, we're going to go to the 22nd overall. This is going to be going to Tony Mango's team. Tony, this is your final pick, so make it count.
Make it count. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking between three different people here. Could have been The Miz, because he's been on my team, I think, both years we've done this. Mm. Could have gone with Jimmy Uso. Really think that he might get a good turnaround. But the final member of Ricky the Team Boat, I'm just going to keep saying that.
Diego.
Unless Peyton's willing to give me the Drew Crew name, is Sin Cara.
Oh, man. I was going to pick.
Holy shit.
And the reason behind that is the same reason behind Peyton picking Cesaro. He's got Kalisto and Cesaro. I've got Kid and Sin Cara. So that'll balance it out.
That's funny. Funny how that worked out. I do think I got the best of the patch, though.
You did because you got Kalisto.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him.
I also said best of the patch. I meant to say either batch or pack, but I ended up saying patch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Patch. Indeed.
Like Patch Adams.
Oh, now I'm even more sad.
Yeah, because that movie sucked. Oh, gosh. We had John Cena in the ring doing another one of his little shticks with the crowd. This went on for like 5 hours. Finally, he put out his U.S. title open challenge, answered by Kane. Surprising person to come out, but I think it's good. You can't just do it all with these young guys. I think you should mix it up once in a while with the different people coming out. They had a fine match. It wasn't particularly offensive. It wasn't as good as a lot of the other ones he's been having, but it was a fine Raw match. John Cena getting the victory with the AA, of course, defending his title once again.
Solid match. I enjoyed it. People are shitting on this on the social media because it wasn't up to par of John Cena's other matches, but fuck him. You can't have that match every week. Mm-hmm. You gotta mix things up.
Indeed.
And fuck chains. Especially if they're Russian.
I don't know. The only good thing about this segment was John Cena's Chewie impression.
He did fucking sound like Chewbacca when Rusev was choking him with a chain. I love how they can't choke with a chain anymore. They have to wrap it around their fucking face.
Fuck, he probably broke his nose.
Looked like it.
We have Renee Young backstage with The Miz. You have Renee Young backstage with The Miz saying that get ready for the match between The Miz and Mizdow, where the winner will get to have the Miz brand, whatever the fuck that means. Miz spends his whole time talking about his upcoming release of The Marine, which of course has Summer Rae on it as well. Interesting pairing that they have for that. She comes into play in this match. She ends up turning on Mizdow, as it looked like she's been with him for the past couple weeks, raking Mizdow's face, allowing Miz to get the skull-crushing finale for the pinfall, and keeping the Miz brand, as he fucking should. It would have been stupid if they had Mizdow keep the Miz brand. Miz probably going away. He's got another movie to film. He's going to be filming a movie with Paige, which I guess we'll judge that more as we see more of it. But what do you guys think of this match tonight?
It was short and simple. That's think about it. And we've complained about it for weeks. They shouldn't have fucking done it on television when it's a pay-per-view quality storyline. This has been something they've been building up since they've lost the tag team titles. I just don't get why they try to butcher this. They fucked up the Goldust Stardust feud on a single pay-per-view match. I don't know if that's the reasoning. If this has any connection, maybe they just didn't want to take a risk with it. That's fucking stupid. But just they ruined this feud. And while Tony's more optimistic that Sandow can do something in the future, I'm a little bit more hesitant about that. I find it hard to believe that after this storyline, what the fuck is he going to do? What is the next evolution in the Sandow character? We'll find out in the coming weeks, but I just don't know if they're just going to revert back to what he was when he first debuted as the intellectual savior of the masses, which if he does, it's fine, but I just don't think they're going to get behind him again like they did in the past. So I think he just has a tough road ahead now.
Well, we'll have to see how it goes for them. I mean, Mizdow, the fact that they wasted it on Raw like this, I think speaks volumes that they're not going to be confident with what's going to be going forward with them. I think they just wanted to wrap this up with a neat little bow so Miz can go film his movie, and then when he comes back, he'll do something different.
Yeah, fuck a shitty little bow. Wasn't nice at all.
I don't think this is necessarily a sign that they don't care about either of these guys. I think this is a sign that they don't know what they're doing for pay-per-views until the last minute for a lot of matches. I mean, we've gotten more than enough evidence for that over the course of the past 2-3 years. And just look at Fastlane. I mean, they were building this. Basically, they could have done it at Fastlane. And instead, Fastlane became this complete, the fuck are they doing with this card kind of a thing. Then WrestleMania, you know, it seemed like that was something that they could have done, and they ended up having to push a match to the pre-show because they didn't plan any of that kind of crap out. They didn't bother to do anything with the tag team kind of situation until this week. They didn't really set up Harper and Ambrose outside of, like, you know, an afterthought for the past couple of weeks. I mean, they sort of, like, rushed at the end there, but maybe Miz is filming as, like, soon as this weekend, and they just aren't going to have these guys at the pay-per-view. I mean, it's stupid. They should have done this back at Fastlane or at WrestleMania, but
that would require really foresight.
Yeah, that's the problem here. I think that WWE is still stuck in this kind of idea where if they've got two matches that they have, like, planned for a card, then that's all that matters. And then they'll just figure everything else out, like, 2 weeks before.
See, I think you're giving them too much credit with that. I don't even think they care about those two matches. I think they really believe that they can sell everything just because it has the WWE logo on it.
That might be the case.
I got a feeling that there's a guy backstage. Maybe it's Vince. Maybe it's just one of the writers. Maybe it's Kevin Dunn. I don't know. There's at least one person back there that doesn't know anything about the card, and when it comes down to, like, well, we've got this feud going on with Cena right now, it's like, oh yeah, he's feuding with Rusev, right? They're having that match. Okay, well, who's another popular guy? Roman. Who's Roman feuding with? We don't have anything set up. Shit. Big Show. How about him? All right, well, then who's feuding with whatever right now? Like, just asking questions of who's already doing it so they can slot them in. So, fuck WWE.
Oh, well, speaking of slotting in, let's find out who Wago is going to be slotting into the transition. Final port of his team. We are going on to our 23rd overall pick. Wago, who's it going to be?
I am going with someone that I think's a risk, but apparently doing a lot, Naomi.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that.
Well, it was either her, or I was just going to pick a Triple H or a Stephanie McMahon and get appearance points. So, I can always do that later.
Mm-hmm. Funk is on Wago's team.
Well, Stephanie's not eligible, first of all. But
she was last time, but okay.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
No, she wasn't. We actually had a big fucking debate about it, you jackass. Don't argue with me. So our last segment that we had this evening... Oh, no, we had one more. We had Adam Rose against Ryback, which was 10 seconds of a match.
Glorious seconds.
Our final match was Dolph Ziggler against Seth Rollins, a match that was supposed to happen last week, but of course we had that whole thing with Seth Rollins facing Kane instead. This didn't take very long. Seth Rollins had J&J security around with him. They all circled around. We had Kane come out at one point towards the end here.
Yep.
Another hodgepodge ending. Kane came out, scared Rollins back into the cage. The cage came down. Randy Orton was there to greet him. I think he hit an RKO on him. Who fucking cares? It's like, Randy Orton already beat this guy. We've already seen these guys fight how many times? They had a match at Fastlane, didn't they?
Who?
I don't fucking remember. That card was terrible.
Randy Orton and
Seth Rollins. Didn't they have a match at Fastlane?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yes, they did. Yep.
Fuck you, hell.
I'll tell you who didn't have a match at Fastlane. Miz and Sandow.
You know who did? Cody Rhodes and Goldust.
Oh, that was a match?
It was.
Oh, that was a shit show.
It was a match. No, I can confirm it was a match.
So anyone have anything to add about this main event of Raw?
It was disappointing. Very disappointing. I was like, so, this is going to be overbooked, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it's overbooked.
Oh, I have a feeling that's just a preview of how overbooked the main event at Extreme Rules is going to be.
Yeah, because it's amazing how they can overbook a match which is intended to not have overbooking. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great seeing this. It meant that the show was over.
Best part of the whole show was seeing the little logo bug pop up in the lower left corner.
Yep. Damn right. I was like, oh my God, we're finally at the main event. I don't have to watch any more of this.
Me personally believe this is just a foreshadow of what Rollins' reign as champion is going to be. It's going to be all just overbooked as hell when it comes to interference, which that just comes with the character. So unless he leaves the authority, we just got to get used to something like that.
Here's the thing. You can book a guy to win by dubious means, but not have it overbooked. Roll, get a handful of tights, rig the eyes, a low blow. You don't need A, B, and C, and D, and E, and all the other fucking letters of the alphabet jumping in.
How about an exploding TV?
Oh, man, that would be the shit.
All right, guys, let's hit another Fantasy League pick here. This is the number 24 overall, the last member of Drew White's team, and the second to last pick overall. Let's see who it is.
Did you do that with the theme?
Yeah.
Well... with my last pick, whenever Wigga decides to shut up, the fact that she has fallen this far makes me believe that I'm making a fucking mistake. So I'm gonna pick
Goldust.
Nikki Bella.
Interesting. She still is holding that belt. It hasn't come off her yet, and I have to be perfectly honest, it may not be staying on her, but I don't think it's going to Naomi at Extreme Rules.
Yeah. Also, there's
a I think it is because Nikki hasn't signed a contract yet.
Oh, really? Did you ask Did you ask her that?
Damn it, I did. I'm all over Instagram.
Oh, geez, yeah, because Instagram is a legitimate source for all your wrestling news over Twitter.
It's fucking more legitimate than Dave Meltzer.
It's more legitimate than Forbes. Fucking Forbes.
Hey, careful, Jonathan, the hints will be over your eyes.
Well, I'm not Jark.
Where is that guy?
I had a bunch of phone numbers on here earlier. One of them might have been him, but he hung up when we were doing the whole steel cage thing.
Yeah.
Must have got scared.
Probably thought that this wasn't the Monday Night Raw post show.
was his number 201-567-4211?
No, I don't know whose number that is. Sounds like an asshole, though.
Yeah, people should just call that number and, like, abuse it.
Indeed. Oh, gosh. Why don't we just finish this whole thing out here? We're going to take this over to Sean for the 25th pick overall, the last pick of our Fantasy League draft for the 2015-2016 season, and, of course, the last pick for Sean's team. Sean, who's joining your guys?
So going through my list, I've got quite a lot left over for my second tier pick.
Hmm.
So I'm going to go with my final choice. He's a risk, but I'm going for it. I'm going to go with Jimmy Uso.
Wow.
Good. I'm glad somebody picked Jimmy.
Yeah.
I was considering it.
It's a very interesting pick. And another one of those I hope works out, because I think it would be cool if they did something unique with this guy during this time that they're put into.
I really want it to work out.
So released.
I want it to work out a whole lot, and for Sean to be in second place right behind me.
All right,
folks. There is somebody, though, on my team that I want to get rid of already.
All right, let's hear it. I'll trade you Naomi.
It's the fucking first person you picked, isn't it?
No, it's Luke Harper.
Oh, I had a feeling you were going to regret that one.
I'll give you Naomi for Luke Harper.
No, I was thinking about dropping Luke Harper and getting Curtis Axel.
Well, I can't do that. We're not doing trades yet, so you're kind of stuck where you are for now. Teams are locked. We got everyone picked. Let's give a reminder of who the teams are at this point. My team, Team Payton, consists of John Cena, Kalisto, Dean Ambrose, Ryback, and Cesaro.
Good team.
International flair there. Tony, your team is Seth Rollins, Sheamus, fella, Tyson Kidd, Damian Sandow, and Sin Cara.
Bad team.
It's not that bad. You got the world.
I got Sheamus on it. I instantly hate my team.
You got two champions on your team.
Your team's actually pretty strong.
I got Sheamus on it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
They're not like,
the same
like
as when I had Del Rio on my team last year. I don't like it.
No.
I'm glad you had Del Rio.
All right. Well, Mr. Wago's team is consisting of Roman Reigns, Rusev, Fandango, Paige, and Naomi. That's an interesting one.
Interesting.
I'm taking a lot of risks on this team.
Yeah, I'd say so.
My attitude is just like, when I tried to win, didn't go so well. I'll just gamble.
Holy shit, did someone just hear that thunder?
That might be from my end. We've got storms.
No, I just had it. Like, outside my house. Like, my whole fucking house shook. Oh. That was intense.
Didn't hear it.
Well, we should probably get things rolling here. Wrap up soon. Drew. The Drew Cruz team this year is Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler, Stardust, and Nikki Bella.
That's a solid team, but that second guy.
Second and the third are both kind of gambles with this.
Two people might be gone from the company, basically.
Gone from the company, you think?
Daniel Bryan might just be, like, out. You never know how long he's going to be with injuries. And Nikki Bella?
You think Nikki Bella's going to be done?
Possibly.
Huh.
If she just...
Sean's contract.
if she just leaves, like, just because her contract ends, that's not minus points, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And Sean's team is Bray Wyatt
for now,
Neville
for now,
for now.
Bad
for
News now. Barrett
for now,
Luke Harper, he's staying for now, and Jimmy Uso.
Mm-hmm. I that team my smells as well. And it's really fucking ugly.
Well, all right. I know the chat room's been wanting to hear this. They want to hear what the team names this year are going to be. Sean, what's yours going to be?
There's going to be a lot of team names for Team Sean, but the first one is the new face of gravity.
The new face of gravity. I actually like that.
Yeah, you actually have to keep that one.
Yeah. Drew, what's your team name this year?
Oh, shit, I can actually choose my team name? You just told me before that I can't fucking change it.
Oh, in that case.
All right, well, that team, it's fucking shitheaded losers. Okay.
It is not.
Drew's fucking shitheaded losers. No, it's fucking shitheaded losers.
My team is the Drew crew.
No, it's...
Nope, if he keeps giving me shit for the Tony's Tykes things, I think he's got to be Drew's Dykes.
So, Team Drew, you're nice.
Yeah, Drew's Dykes. I like that.
I am partial to shitheaded whatever Peyton had said, though.
Team shitheaded losers.
Yeah, team fucking shitheaded losers. How's that?
Team Drew Crew, nice.
Cool. Oh, gosh. Wago, what are you thinking about for your team?
I'm going with... What was that one that Tony wanted to do?
The Team Boat or something?
Yeah, Ricky the Team Boat. Yeah, whatever... Yeah, whatever Tony wanted, that's my team name.
That's a lame name.
All right.
Yeah. I think
you should go with Team Huego, spelled the way that Peyton pronounces it.
I don't know how to find phlegm on the keyboard.
There's like a J and a...
Well, I don't know. You managed to call it Team Stoner last year. Sorry, what was your team name again?
What?
Miguel's eyebrows.
A different Miguel body part.
Well, I was just going to go with Ricky the Team Boat to fuck Tony, but...
Okay, Ricky the Team Boat.
Yeah.
All right. So Ricky the Team Boat for Mr. Wago's team. All right, Tony. Everyone's curious to hear what the name of Tony Mango's team is going to be this year.
I'm picking the Tony's Tykes.
Tugger the Team Boat.
Tony's Tykes 2. Okay. That's a very interesting way to go. No, Tony's Tykes 2. Like with Roman numerals. With Roman numerals.
Okay, cool.
No, it's like in South Park Secret Truth. So, you're going to be called Douchebag, right? Are you sure you want to be called Douchebag? Hey, your name's Douchebag.
We have more than enough insult names in your team name, Drew.
Yeah, exactly. And for my team name, I am actually going to resurrect a team that I used, years ago during the very first Fantasy League draft that actually wasn't even with these guys. It was back when I only did it on Keeping Kayfabe. My team name was the Ring Kings. That's right.
That is so...
That's fucking gay as hell.
That somebody just spent way too much time actually playing
a game. How is that worse than Tony's Tykes?
Not.
I came up with it when I was playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons.
You wish?
I came up with it when I was 6.
You fucking wish you had this fucking name. The fucking Ring Kings rule, buddy.
Buddy. Really selling it there.
Fella. Fella! I would
take to the best wrestlers. You call them the best losers for sure.
That's actually a good name.
Could I be the Wildcats? What was your team name?
It's not Tony's Tykes, that's for sure.
Damn right it isn't.
So what you're saying, you're not Tony's Tykes.
Mine's Tony's Tykes too.
Oh gosh. I don't even know if we're going to have anything. Do you guys even have good, bad, and uglies?
I do.
Oh, I've just got uglies, uglies, and uglies.
All right, well, let's see what we got. Yes, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we determine what the best part of the show was, the worst part, and the most terrible, awful, disgusting, trashy part was.
Ugh.
Fucking shitheads. Good, bad, and ugly. Tony, you said you had yours first, so what's yours?
I actually have two for the good, and they're both things that people said. One of them was from JBL. He said, I've wrestled lots of luchas. The key is to kick them in the mask, because under that mask is a head. Amazing commentary. It should have been from Booker, though. It sounds like a Booker line.
Yeah.
The other good, though, is the Ryback segment where he just fucked up the banana and the hot dog, and his line afterward, what did the hot dog say to the banana? Nothing, because their asses both got shell-shocked. I'm smelling a build-up to the big man buffet match.
Yes. Let's do it.
The bad is Rusev's attack on Cena. That was just ridiculous in more ways than one. The ugly is going to go to WWE's new character, the janitor. He was this fat guy in the crowd with a shirt that said the janitor during the Sheamus segment. And he was ugly. And he was sitting right around the same spot that Mrs. Dad was sitting. Huh. So maybe that's kind of cursed.
Maybe they gave him a job.
Hopefully not as a janitor, because he doesn't look like he'd be able to walk around the arena.
Wago, you're good, bad, and ugly.
My good goes to the Ryback joke. My bad goes to the entire booking of this show. Nothing fucking happened. Someone asked me what happened on Raw. And for the ugly, I think I'm going to go with Randy Orton single-handedly destroying the tag team division.
Unfortunate turn of events for the tag teams, for sure. Drew, you're good, bad, and ugly.
My good, Curtis Axel's dancing. My bad, oh boy, it'll have to be that Ms. Dow segment. And my ugly, it's going to be the shitty connection and the shitty stream I was watching it on. Fucking sucked.
Well, maybe you should be watching on a real fucking connection.
Not my fault, okay?
We do not support stealing.
Until the 29th, so blame it on a coax cord not being able to pick up USA.
All right, Sean, you're good, bad, and ugly.
The good was that King promo.
Yes.
When he said about El Torito, the bad, Nikki Bella on commentating, the ugly. Fuck knows.
Okay.
The entire thing. The fact that it's on for far too fucking long.
About Luke Harper's shirt, it was pretty fucking gross.
He's on my team, dude. He can't afford clothes, all right?
Oh, gosh. All right, take a couple out of the chat room here. Silent Wind of Doom says the good, Bo's back. I don't know what's so good about his back, but I was happy to see him there tonight. The bad was Naomi and the Bella double turn for no reason. And the ugly, Seth Rollins hides in a cage that has a door. Makes a lot of sense. We had another one here. Travis Jedola says, good, Kane. Bad, Bella. Ugly, Cena can't punch. Been accused of that before. All right, and my good, bad, and ugly. My good, I am also going to give to that Kane line when he said, we could have made El Torito champion if we wanted to. I think that would have gotten a nice little, maybe not quite a Road Warrior pop, but maybe a smaller pop, perhaps.
Well, Khan is like a smaller version of the Road Warriors.
Yes.
But Connor pop.
Sure. Okay. My bad, I am going to give to, let's give it to, I don't even fucking know. It's hard to choose between all the stuff that was on here. I'm going to give it to our main event just because it was... No, you know what? Give it to everything that wasn't a match. Because I can't even pick one. There were so many matches on here that were just fucking horrendous. And for my ugly, something else that wasn't exactly a match, that steel cage match that we had on this show. The fuck was that? Oh, we got the 3-minute warning, and that means it's time for us to start wrapping things up here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. And to do that, we're going to give each host a little bit of time to tell you what's good in their world. So, Sean, what's good in the world of Sean?
What's good in the world of Sean? Well, this Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, I will be launching on my Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/ShaunTheC1989. I made a post about it in the Mega Maniacs group, so check it out.
All right, Drew.
Follow me at Twitter at Drusev White, and you could go to my YouTube, which is Make Freaking Duncan, to keep up in that with nothing that's on there.
All right, Wago.
All right, Addicted to Anime will be returning very soon as we cover and discuss Higurashi When They Cry. It's a horror anime, it's a lot of fun, and there'll be more information on that. Just go to facebook.com/addictedanimefans. In addition to that, check out udmma.com for all your MMA needs. And for any other projects that I'm doing, such as Wago Rants, check out stevenwago.com. Follow me at stewago, that's S-T-E-W-A-G-O. And until then, go fuck yourself.
I'm sure everyone will be anxious to take that advice and go fuck themselves repeatedly. In the meantime, Tony, what's good for you?
SmackOutMoment.com for everything wrestling related that you can check out with the outside interference articles and Smack Talk and blah, blah, blah. Fanboys Anonymous for everything geek culture related. The All Talk Show for everything whatever related. And a special shout out to Logan Nathan for sending me an email 0 minutes ago that just says WWE. It's awesome.
Well, you are definitely the number one authority to tell your opinions or troubles or concerns with WWE. Be sure to forward that on the contact page for Smart Out Moment, because that obviously is the best place for it.
Very much so.
And if you enjoy tonight's events, folks, I mean, not everything that happens tonight happens every week, but it is always a fun time here on the Raw post show on Mega Powers Radio. We're here live every single week as soon as Raw goes off the air. Join us, listen to us rant, get into the chat room, call on the phone lines, tweet to us. Lots of ways to get yourself involved. If you can't join us every Monday, though, we are available in archive form on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, and SmartOutMoment.com, which will give you easy links to all those places. Be sure to leave us some positive feedback and all those. Help us climb the charts and, you know, just communicate with us throughout the week, because we always like to hear what you guys got to say. Best place to do that throughout the week when we're not live, the Mega Maniacs Facebook group. Just search for the Mega Maniacs. Join us there. Cool place to be. Until next week, folks, my name is Mike Payton for Steven Huego, for Drew White, for Sean Walker and Tony Mango. This is the Raw Post Show.